You're listening to English as a Second Language Podcast, English Cafe, number 82. This is ESL Podcast, English Cafe, number 82. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Remember to visit our website at eslpod.com. We have some new things on the site. You can also take a look at our ESL podcast store, which has some additional premium courses that you may be interested in. On this cafe, we're going to talk about advertising, American advertising in other countries and the problems that that can cause sometimes. We're going to look at an organization that is very famous in the U.S. called Habitat for Humanity and what they do. And as always, we'll answer some questions. Let's get going. Our first topic today is talking about advertising from the United States, television ads that are translated and shown in other countries. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal, which is the main business newspaper in the United States, a couple of months ago, about advertisements that are made in the United States and then translated in other languages for other countries, and the problems that this sometimes causes. This particular article was about the Apple Mac ads, the Macintosh computer ads, versus the Windows or PC computers. One of the problems is that the advertisements that Apple computer has recently been running here in the United States, when we say an ad runs, R-U-N-S, we mean it is showing on television or it is in the newspaper. Mac has an advertising or marketing campaign, a campaign, C-A-M-P-A-I-G-N, is just an organized effort by a company to advertise its product. The Mac advertising campaign has two people. One of them is a Macintosh computer. The other one is supposed to be a Windows computer. The Macintosh computer makes fun of, laughs at in some ways, the PC computer. So the two men represent the two computers. Now, this is considered funny in the United States. Many people think it's funny. In other countries, however, this is considered rude or ill-mannered. When we say something is ill, I-L-L, hyphen, mannered, M-A-N-N-E-R-E-D, we mean it's rude, it's not very nice. When Apple tried to put this kind of advertisement in other countries, what we would say in overseas markets, overseas, O-V-E-R-S-E-A-S, means in another country, usually across the ocean from the United States, but generally any other country. Markets are just different places where people buy things, in this case, different countries. Well, when Mac tried to put these ads in overseas markets, many people didn't like them. The original advertisement shows the Mac man to be very hip. When we say someone is hip, H-I-P, we mean they're very modern, very contemporary, very cool. The PC guy is nerdy in the advertisement. Nerdy, N-E-R-D-Y, comes from the word nerd, which is an insulting term usually to describe someone who may know something about technology but is not very socially sophisticated, doesn't have a lot of friends, doesn't know how to act around other people. The direct comparison between the Mac and the Windows computers on the advertisement is considered to be ill-mannered in some countries. In Japan, for example, according to the article, there are very few advertisements that have direct comparison. A direct comparison ad would be one where the company says, "We're better than this other company. We're better than this other product." This is not as common, apparently, in Japanese advertising. It's very common in American advertising. But in Japan, according to the article, it's ill-mannered to brag about one's strengths. To brag, B-R-A-G, means to say that you are the best. You are the greatest. Americans have the reputation for bragging, for saying that they are better to other people. And that's one of the problems with these advertisements when they try to put them in other countries. In fact, one person in the article said that if you put the American Mac ads on Japanese television, they would backfire. To backfire, B-A-C-K-F-I-R-E, one word, means they will have the opposite effect that you wanted. So you walk up to a woman, a beautiful woman, and you ask her to dance with you. And instead of dancing with you, she slaps you on the face. This is just an example. This never happened to me. That would be an example of something that backfired. You thought it would have a good result, and it had a bad result. And that's what these Mac ads have had in some of the overseas markets. So it's interesting to see these cultural differences and how they affect things like advertising products that are sold in more than one country. In fact, Mac had to make separate ads for Japan and even for England in order to make sure that the ads didn't backfire. Our second topic is rather different. Instead of talking about making money, advertising, selling products, we're going to talk about a very famous organization here in the United States that helps people who are poor. And that organization is called Habitat for Humanity. A habitat, H-A-B-I-T-A-T, is a word that we can use to describe the place where you live, the normal places where you spend your time. It's also a word we use to describe the place where an animal lives. But here it's used to describe the place where humans live, where they spend their time. Habitat for Humanity, humanity meaning the whole world, everyone, all people, is an organization that builds houses for people who cannot afford, people who don't have the money to buy a house by themselves. We would say they provide affordable housing. Affordable, affordable, means you can afford it. You have enough money. Habitat for Humanity was started largely by former President Jimmy Carter of the United States. Jimmy Carter was president from 1977 to 1981. Jimmy Carter was very famous for starting this volunteer organization. He's still famous for this organization. The organization gets volunteers, people who don't get paid. We call them volunteers, V-O-L-U-N-T-E-E-R-S. He gets these volunteers to come together on the weekends and help build the houses for people who cannot afford the house. The organization doesn't make any money from these houses. Usually they are sold to people who don't have a lot of money. The person who buys the house still has to pay for it. So it's not a free thing. It's not a gift. But they can get the house without having to spend a lot of money at first. They also are given what's called a mortgage, M-O-R-T-G-A-G-E, that has no interest. A mortgage is a loan for a house or a building. Interest is the money you have to pay for the loan. Well, Habitat for Humanity gives these houses to people on a mortgage, but they don't have to pay interest on it. And it's very small compared to a normal house, the amount of the mortgage, that is, the amount of money they have to pay. This is now an international organization that goes to other countries and builds houses for poor people, people who cannot afford to buy a house. The organization is building houses in New Orleans after the terrible Hurricane Katrina of a few years ago. They are going to other places. They built several houses, many houses here in Los Angeles for people who are poor. I have a good friend who works with Habitat for Humanity, volunteers her time. Many of the volunteers are unskilled. That is, they don't necessarily know about how to build a house. The word unskilled, U-N-S-K-I-L-L-E-D, means not skilled. And to be skilled means to know how to do something. So an unskilled person doesn't know how to do something, but Habitat for Humanity trains the people, shows them how to do things to help build these houses. So it's a wonderful group, a wonderful organization, very well known here in the United States to help people who need help. Now let's answer a few of your questions. Our first question comes from Luke, L-U-C, in Belgium. Luke wants to know the difference between two expressions, bad-tempered and short-tempered. If you listen to ESL Podcast 261, describing people's personalities, you already know the general definition of the word bad-tempered. To be bad-tempered means someone who is in a bad mood, someone who may be angry all the time or mad all of the time. That would be a bad-tempered person. That's what they normally are like. They're always angry or they're always mad. To be short-tempered, short hyphen T-E-M-P-E-R-E-D, is similar. It means someone who gets angry very easily. The smallest thing will make them angry or mad. We often use the expression they lose their temper, meaning they get mad or get angry. So a short-tempered and a bad-tempered person are slightly different. A bad-tempered person is always or normally mad and angry. A short-tempered person could be happy most of the time, but very small things make them angry or mad very easily. That would be the difference between a bad-tempered and a short-tempered person. Our next question comes from Thomas over in Malaysia. Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, wants to know the meaning of an expression he read, no pun intended. No pun, P-U-N, intended. Well, let's start with the word pun. A pun is when people confuse the meaning of two words because they sound the same or they're somehow similar. Usually a pun is a joke, something that someone says to be funny. For example, the word record, R-E-C-O-R-D, has two meanings. It can mean a big, old, black disc that you used to listen to music on. Those of us who are old remember the days before CDs, before compact discs. We had the big black things called a record. A record is also a list of something. I have a record of all of my podcasts, a list of them with the names of each podcast. Someone might say, I keep a record of all my music. No pun intended. Now, to intend something means to mean something, to want to do something. So in this expression, no pun intended, we're saying that I'm not trying to make a joke. Here the joke would be a pun on the word record. A record meaning something you listen to, and a record meaning a list. The person here means record as a list. But after he says the sentence, I keep a record of all my music, he realizes that the person may think he's making a joke. So he says, no pun intended, meaning I didn't want to, I wasn't trying to be funny. Or, for example, at the end of the year, your boss gives a speech at the holiday party. He says, this is a Christmas wrap-up of all of the things we achieved this year. No pun intended. A wrap-up, W-R-A-P, up, two words, is a summary of something. The verb to wrap means to cover a gift with special colorful paper, something that we do for example, during the Christmas holiday, if you celebrate Christmas, you put paper around the box to make it look nice. That's called to wrap the box. So here, the boss is saying, we're going to wrap up this year, no pun intended, because to wrap up means to give a summary, but because it's a holiday party, people might think he's making a joke about the word to wrap. Sometimes people use the expression, no pun intended, when they actually did intend a pun, when they actually did plan to make a joke. But puns are considered not very sophisticated jokes by some people, not necessarily very good jokes. So sometimes you excuse yourself when you say or use a pun by saying no pun intended, even though you intended it. Finally, Marcus, M-A-R-K-U-S, back over in Europe, in Germany, wants to know the meaning of the expression, it's raining cats and dogs. It's raining, as in water falling down from the sky, cats and dogs. This is an expression we use to mean it's raining very hard or it's raining very heavily. Now, I'm not sure why exactly we use the expression cats and dogs. You might say, since it is raining cats and dogs outside, I think the football game today will be canceled. They won't play because it's raining cats and dogs. Well, I hope it's not raining cats and dogs where you are today. But if you have a question, you can email us at esl.pod@esl.pod.com. From Los Angeles, California, I'm Jeff McQuillan. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on The English Cafe. ESL Podcast English Cafe is written and produced by Dr. Jeff McQuillan and Dr. Lucy Say.
This podcast is copyright 2007 by the Center for Educational Development.